Well, a fish rescue mission will begin in far western New South Wales today, ahead of what the State Agriculture Minister predicted would be a fish Armageddon in the Darling River this summer. The state government says it wants to avoid a repeat of the mass fish kill last season and is spending $10 million to rescue native fish from the ailing river system. Communities along the river say they hope this will save some fish species, but the release of a report from an independent government agency into the broader Murray-Darling River system has only heightened concerns about alleged water mismanagement in Australia's major food-producing region. Gavin Coote has our report.
It's been touted as the modern-day Noah's Ark. Specialist teams are descending on isolated and drying pools of water in the Murray-Darling with the aim of rescuing and relocating as many native fish as possible.
This program has never been undertaken in Australian history.
Adam Marshall is the New South Wales Agriculture Minister and repeating warnings of what's being described as a fish Armageddon this summer, even worse than the mass fish kills which brought national attention last season.
I'm very confident that everything that can be done is being done in New South Wales to make sure that we preserve our native fish species this summer.
The teams will move native fish like Murray cod and golden perch from some of the most vulnerable sections of the system, like the Lower Darling and around Menindee in the state's far west, over the next 2 weeks. Menindee local Graeme McCrabb witnessed one of the fish kills earlier this year and is unsure just how effective this rescue mission will be.
I think that's a part that's really upsetting people, is the fact that there's been millions of dead fish. We're now spending $10 million to try and save some fish, and we haven't actually got any real policy change on how to prevent this from happening again.
Water policy has long been a hot topic in the Murray-Darling, but it's even more of a talking point than usual in the towns along the Darling in recent days. The Natural Resources Commission has now handed down its final report into water sharing rules in the Barwon-Darling system. The draft report put the Commission at the centre of a bitter stoush with the New South Wales Water Minister Melinda Pavey after it found the over-allocation of water pushed the river system into severe drought 3 years earlier than it should have. The final report has retracted that finding, but it's kept its original 17 recommendations. They include calls to tighten rules on irrigation from the rivers and to give greater consideration to environmental and cultural outcomes. Menindee's Graeme McCrabb says the report reflects just how disengaged locals feel about river management.
Honestly, I haven't heard so many people say dejected in the last fortnight, to be honest. I think the reaction to the NRC report and the lack of change of water policies really starting to impact on people.
Roy Butler is from the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party, whose vast state electorate covers almost all of the Barwon-Darling system.
I think that the NRC report, as it has been presented, is going to provide a huge challenge for government. And we've been calling for a Federal Royal Commission for a long time. And we really think that every time that we have these conflicting views, conflicting science, or reports that are issued that question the government's management of water, it just adds weight to the evidence for a Federal Royal Commission.
You're a state MP from a minority party. Just how much sway can you realistically have in pushing for a Royal Commission?
Well, this isn't just me, a crossbench MP from a minor party. We've had the New South Wales Farmers call for a Royal Commission. We've had a number of other groups up and down the river calling for a Royal Commission.
Not everyone along the river agrees a Royal Commission is needed, and whether the fish rescue getting underway will work as a short-term fix. But with the release of yet another report highlighting the ailing state of the system, Lower Darling farmer Rachel Strawn says it's clear the current approach isn't working.
I think it's actually more important that we have some proactive action and that New South Wales water sharing plans actually recognise connectivity and getting those the rivers running in the low flow years, and that the federal government backs them and just starts getting some work on the ground is more important for our section of the river than chasing everything else up at the moment.
That's Lower Darling farmer Rachel Strawn. Gavin Coote with our report.